This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Fresh violence raged in Kazakhstan's main city on Thursday after Russia rushed in paratroopers overnight to put down a countrywide uprising in the former Soviet state closely allied to Moscow. Police in Almaty said they had killed dozens of rioters overnight. State television reported at least 13 members of the security forces had died, including two found decapitated. The Interior Ministry claims 2,000 people have been arrested. Kazakhstan's military personnel regained control of the main airport seized earlier by protest, but Thursday evening saw renewed battles in Almaty's main square, occupied alternatively by troops and hundreds of protesters throughout much of the day. The uprising began as protest against a New Year's Day fuel hike, swelled on Wednesday when protesters stormed and torched public buildings and other cities. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday accused his predecessor Donald Trump of posing a continuing threat to American democracy in a speech on the anniversary of the deadly U.S. Capitol attack by Trump supporters who tried to overturn his 2020 election defeat. Speaking at the White Dome building that was the scene of the January 6, 2021 riot, Biden warned that Trump's false claims the election was stolen from him through widespread voting fraud could unravel the rule of law and undermine future elections. Four people died in the hours-long chaos, while one police officer died the day after battling rioters, and four later died by suicide. Around 140 police officers were injured. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Novak Djokovic is set to be held in quarantine in Australia over the weekend while a court awaits documentation it deems pertinent in ruling on the Serbian's visa status. Djokovic was detained attempting to enter Australia by the Border Force when his medical exemption for entry into the country was called into question. He was planning to participate in the Australian Open beginning January 17th. The world number one player was moved Thursday to a hotel that also houses asylum seekers and refugees. Immigration officials oversee the hotel, and Djokovic has made multiple requests to be allowed to move to a house he rented for the duration of his planned stay while his visa delay is resolved. Quote, the rule is very clear, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said. Quote, you need to have a medical exemption. He didn't have a valid medical exemption. We make the call at the border, and that's where it's enforced. North Korea has successfully tested a hypersonic missile, state media reported Thursday, in its first major weapons test by the nuclear-armed nation this year. This was the second reported test of what Pyongyang claimed were hypersonic gliding missiles, as it pursues the sophisticated technology despite international sanctions and condemnation. Hypersonic missiles move far faster and are more agile than standard ones, making them much harder for missile defense systems, on which the United States is spending billions to intercept. The missile fired on Wednesday carried a, quote, hypersonic gliding warhead that precisely hit a target 700 kilometers away, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. In the decades since Kim Jong-un took power, his country has made rapid progress in military technology at the cost of international sanctions. The United States, Japan, Canada, and Germany condemned Wednesday's test. Firefighters have left South Africa's parliament complex and handed over the responsibility for it to police 4 days after a major blaze destroyed the main chamber of the country's national legislature, authorities said Thursday. A man suspected of starting Sunday's fire was arrested and has appeared in court on charges of housebreaking, theft, and arson. The suspect was also in possession of an explosive device, prosecutors said. Authorities declined to speculate on the man's possible motives. Police haven't ruled out the possibility of more arrests. The fire broke out at Parliament in the center of Cape Town early Sunday morning and tore through the complex. In all, 300 firefighters worked for over 71 hours to fully contain the fire, Parliament said. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.